know, yesterday I shared a bit of that interview from Apple Music where one of the newest and brightest stars, that lady right there, Chapel Rowan, has helped put Saskatchewan on the map with her Subway song, and she's promised to even come here and put on a show. Now, listen closely to this little clip about a forthcoming show.
It's awesome. I've never been there, but I promise I will perform there one day.
I also
just love that the capital is called Regina.
So you're going to do an open air show at some point in Regina, Saskatchewan.
I will be all open, Regina. I can't wait to go.
Did you catch that? The guy doing the interview said, so you're going to be doing an open air show. That can only be one, right? At Mosaic. I'll get to that again here in a second. But joining me now is Jonathan Potts, CEO of Tourism Saskatchewan. If you're wondering if tourism has had a boost because of this, I was wondering too, so let's find out. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Greg.
How soon after the song teased us a few weeks back did you recognize, man, this is something Saskatchewan can ride for a while?
You know what? Like our marketing team was on this. They knew that the release was coming up, so they started putting together, you know, some content to, you know, get on our social channels. We were kind of prepping for it. I don't think we really fully anticipated the media, you know, explosion, if you will, in a really positive way that has resulted from this.
A media explosion, not only locally, but internationally almost. I'll get to that in a moment. But what have you done to ride this?
So the first thing our team did was put together a content piece matching up five of Chapel Rowan's, you know, biggest songs with places to go in Saskatchewan and things to do in Saskatchewan. You know, media has picked up on that and said, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting. I mean, there's the uniqueness of Saskatchewan being rhymed in a song by, you know, a performer who's at the top of her game. So in terms of us taking advantage of it, we partnered with our federal partners, Destination Canada, put out some content there as well. We're just, you know, getting as much, you know, getting a few pieces out there, and they seem to be connecting with people right across North America and around the world.
Tell me about that connection. Have you noticed anything in searches or online traffic?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've had, at the end of July, right before the song was released, you know, we had, you know, about 337 mentions. We have a digital listening platform. You know, that's skyrocketed to over 6,000 mentions just recently, like as of yesterday. You know, social interactions worldwide, so people liking, you know, commenting, sharing stories about Chapel Rowan in Saskatchewan. We're probably going to hit 1 million of those today. It's just taken off like crazy.
Jonathan Potts, CEO of Tourism Saskatchewan. Judging from all of that you've seen and the traffic online, can you actually see any trends, like what part of the world is checking us out more because of this?
You know, we'll dig further into that. We know a lot of it is coming out of the U.S. and, you know, a lot of the media has been generated in the U.S. So it becomes kind of a virtuous cycle where, you know, our content is picked up by U.S. media, U.S. media reports on it, other U.S. media see that, and then they start wanting to do more interviews as well or run stories on it. So a lot of it is American, but, you know, Chapel Rowan is, again, big worldwide. She's just been touring Europe, and I think is still in Europe. So we're seeing interest over there as well.
So what are they calling and asking you about?
It ranges. I mean, you know, some people ask, where is Saskatchewan? And, you know, we're all used to that here. They genuinely want to know things to do and see in Saskatchewan, what people would do if they traveled here, if they moved here, you know, are we friendly and welcoming, all that kind of stuff. And it's a really easy conversation to have because, you know, there's lots of positive things to say.
Would you know whether or not there is going to be a concert yet?
I certainly don't know. All I can say is Chapel Rowan did an interview with Apple Music, and she again reiterated that she really wants to come play in Saskatchewan in the future.
And I don't know if you noticed that either, but the guy doing the interview kind of said, you know, an open-air concert, and that would only mean one thing. An open-air concert at Mosaic Stadium. But like you said, you look at our tour schedule right now, it doesn't look too promising for this year, probably, you know, into the new year. What do you think that would do for Saskatchewan, a concert with Chapel Rowan?
I think it would be amazing. You know, we would get people coming here, wanting to come here from right across, probably North America, certainly Western Canada, you know, Western U.S. With her referencing Saskatchewan in the song, it's a really... That song really connects with people, and her music generally really connects with people. I think we would have a huge turnout, not just provincially, but again, from across Western North America. It would be a lot of fun.
How is tourism in our province as of late? It must be that much greater, given how so many people wanted to staycation and avoid going stateside. Have you noticed?
Yeah, we've been on a real growth trend ever since, you know, the dark days about 5 years ago. You know, our goal is to get to be a $3.6 billion industry by 2030. We hit $3 billion last year in Saskatchewan in 2024. We're going to get there. We're going to hit our target, I'm sure. You know, this year has been a little bit challenging with fires and whatnot, but overall the growth trend is positive. People staying in the country this year has been really positive. So, you know, we expect to see some growth again in 2025.
Jonathan Pott, CEO of Tourism Saskatchewan, I thank you for your time. It was nice catching up here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg, and have a wonderful day.
All right, this song here from Street Heart, Here Comes the Night, this is their best song. No argument. It's not Under My Thumb, although that was a big commercial hit. I would put songs like Action, Hollywood, Snow White, pretty close, second, third there, but that's their best song. This morning we're having that conversation. When I play an artist, I'm going to distinguish what I think their best song is. You can disagree, and if you or agree, 1-877-300-7275. When you do, I'll put you in the draw to win free tickets for Saturday Night Shake the Lake featuring Trooper, Headstone, Stampeders, The Kings. 1-877-300-7275. I said Two for the Show was the best song from Trooper. Trevor and Regina agreed. But then I got off there and I thought Three Dressed Up as a Nine. But I'm sticking with Here Comes the Night. That's the best Streetheart song. Kevin Martell, look, you're joining us now from the 980 CJB Newsroom. Streetheart was probably a little ahead of your time, or were you a fan, or any
Snow
thoughts?
White, Snow White, as you were
that's
listening.
That's the best song?
Yeah, that's my favorite song. Trooper, come on, Raise a Little Hell.
That was my second choice.
That is the perfect anthem for that. Whenever I hear that song, I always think of being at a hockey game and having that song blaring.
Their biggest song would be We're Here for a Good Time. Yeah. I think they finish every show with that. But I said Two for the Show because, and a few people agreed with me on that one, but then Three Dressed Up as a Nine came to my mind. I thought, that's another big song. Okay, enough about this. enough. Some rather spicy weather. My oldest daughter was on the way to the cabin, other side of Turtle Lake, so was going towards the battle hordes there yesterday, and she had to pull over. She said it was just such intense rain. Some even spotted some tornadoes. She did not, but she said it lasted a short time and then they were on their way.
Yeah, we put that question to Environment Canada this morning. And as far as they have seen so far, and of course, as you can appreciate, they're probably still compiling some of the information. But at this point, they can't say that any tornadoes touched. We had a couple callers yesterday telling us about certainly what looked like a funnel cloud. So I guess areas where, it was very close, as you'd mentioned, north of the Battle Fords. Also heard about ping pong, a golf ball sized hail that fell in several areas across central Saskatchewan yesterday. Heavy rain as well in some areas between Prince Albert Meadow Lake, more than 2 inches, 55, 56 millimeters.
Okay, let's move to the Regina Airport. I just called up departures here and I don't see any cancellations on Air Canada flights, at least showing on their board right now on a YQR. But they are coming today.
Yeah, 35% of the volume, by the way, that goes through YQR, Air Canada flights. So we're talking roughly a little bit more than one-third of all the flights that come in and out of there from that airline. But yes, as we know, what Air Canada, kind of the steps that it's outlined over the next coming days is, yes, cancellations will start today. Some cancellations, not all flights will be canceled. They'll ramp things up tomorrow, the airline will, more cancellations. And then Saturday, if you are flying with Air Canada, you won't be able to because the airline says all flights will be canceled that day. And that is, of course, if they can't reach a new deal with the union representing flight attendants.
Okay, and turning the page to the Chinese tariff of 76% of Canadian canola kicks in today. It was interesting. Yesterday, I had our business analyst, Paul Martin, on, and as we were saying, it's as simple as just drop this one against, the electric vehicles and we move on. But why is this frustrating? Why is this taking so long to solve? I don't know.
And that's how, as you mentioned, that's how it all started. And this was about a year ago where Canada, that was what they put on Chinese electric vehicles, 100% tariff. China responded. And as we've been telling you about certain tariffs in the past on a canola meal, and now we have 76% tariff, roughly that, on canola seed. And of course, in this province, we know how important canola is, how popular of a crop that is for farmers in this province. So it is going to have a real effect on the bottom line. And already we're seeing millions of dollars wiped out, if not more.
Okay, man, it just is so stressful on the farm between worrying about the weather,
yeah,
as they are in the Southwest, and you know, crops. It would be one less stress if they could just get rid of this here. Okay, Regina Red Sox. Game one tonight in the championship. This is the only one you'll see at home. It's a best of three. They move to Sylvan tomorrow and Saturday. They're great on the road. They've been winning a lot on the road. But, man, this would go a long way tonight. They need to win this one.
Yeah, and they've had the momentum basically since the end of the regular season where they beat Medicine Hat in the first round. They upset Saskatoon in this last round. They've played pretty well on the road. And so just imagine if they have your support at home tonight, if they can win that game, and then they're feeling probably pretty good going into Sylvan Lake.
Now they bumped it up to about 2,000 tickets on their website. And Frank, our producer, tried about an hour back. He got through. He said there were some tickets available. So hopefully it's sold out and standing room only tonight. 7 o'clock is the first pitch. CJME News Time now is 6:58. Oh, yeah. Now, this is the best April Wine song. This is a good one. This is their best song, isn't it? I'd put Roller as my second favorite, but this was an awesome April Wine song. You know what? I've opened up the text lines, 1-877-300-7275. I got a pair of tickets for Saturday night Shake the Lake next weekend featuring the Kings, Stampeders, Trooper, Headstones. And I'm going to award those after 8 o'clock. And I'm playing Canadian artists, and I personally choosing what I think is their best song. Short time ago, I said Street Hearts' best song is Here Comes the Night. And immediately, Garth, he hit me up and said, no, it's Tin Soldier. Tim said, no, it's Action. Yeah, hey, I'm putting you all in the draw. We're going to put everyone's name in the hat. And after 8, I'll draw for these Shake the Lake tickets. But yeah, okay, there you go. For April Wine, that's their best song. You want to dispute at 1-877-300-7275, and you could even win tickets to Shake the Lake. This has been fun. A lot of people interacting about, they sure are adamant on some of the songs from their Canadian classic rock acts, for sure. Hey, tickets for the Rider game are becoming scarce. We're not there yet, but getting closer to that sellout. We should be by now, but maybe by the end of the day we will. Who knows? 7-1 record, the two best quarterbacks face-to-face this weekend. Joining me now, CJME Rider reporter and musical aficionado himself, Britton Gray. Before I get to the Riders, do you want to weigh in on the Canadian song?
No one has ever called me a musical aficionado. That is not something I am known for. In terms of Canadian song, maybe it was just the timing of when it came out, because it came out right when I was getting my driver's license and everything, but Oh Canada by Classified, that's really a song that really, I think, embraces a lot of Canadiana and is proud to be a Canadian one.
And speaks to your age too, because I think half the audience listening does not know that song, and I don't have it on my fingertips right now. I think, oh no, here, Frank, you got it? Here's. This was good. All right. That's enough. Britton's starting to dance. All right, thanks for weighing in, buddy. Hey, this club is really trying hard to downplay the 7-1 record going into this game, or is it just me feeling that way?
A little bit. I mean, you know, they're happy to be 7-1. Of course, winning feels good, but this team had higher goals than that. They want to win a Grey Cup. They thought they should have won it last year, getting beaten by Winnipeg. And as Trevor Harris has said, 7 wins don't even get you into the playoffs. So you need to keep it going. Don't become complacent, continue to grow, and that's really what this team wants to do. That's what they want to do this weekend. Trevor Harris all year has been adamant, even that sometimes it doesn't matter the result of the game, it's about continuing to grow and be the team they are going to be, especially come playoff time, because they know that they expect to be in playoffs, so they know they want to be playing their best football then. And this is a team that, like I said, ultimate goal, win a Grey Cup, and they have the talent to do it this year, absolutely.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you on that one. I think this is, what, week 11 of the CFL, and it starts tonight with the Red Blacks, who just, you know, beat the Argos. Winnipeg is hosting the Red Blacks. But I still think this showcase of Bo and Trevor seems to be the highlight of this weekend football action. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be so fun watching these two quarterbacks with the way they're playing right now as well. Expect maybe an offensive showdown, but though we know when to expect that sometimes. The defenses really step up and say, hey, you know, we get paid a lot of money to stop them, right? So I like this matchup. I like the Riders in it just because their defense, I think, is a little bit better than the Hamilton one. At times, Hamilton's defense has looked susceptible at times and will give up a lot of yards and points. But when you talk about the quarterback play, especially when we look at the quarterback play from a couple of years ago, it's gotten better. I don't think we're at a very high end of quarterback play, like Trevor Harris playing well, Bo Levi Mitchell. Drew Brown had a really good game. Can he string together some? But it's a good sign right now. But in the next few years, we have to see those younger guys really step up in terms of quarterback play, because some of the best quarterbacks right now are into their late 30s.
Yeah, they certainly are. Well, CJB Rider reporter Britton Gray, before I let you go, how important do you think this next stretch of games is for the Riders here? And put it into focus for us. Who we got up here? Winnipeg, obviously, too.
Yeah, very important. When you look at this five-game stretch here, you have Hamilton, who's the top team in the East right now, Calgary. You're going to have the back-to-back against Winnipeg, which will be, I think, really tell where both these teams are going to be. Winnipeg really needs to find some wins, and Saskatchewan has to kind of prove they can beat the Bombers. And then you got Montreal again, which we'll see when Davis Alexander returns. This is kind of the real meat of their schedule, right? A lot of great teams they have to go out and face. Some good measuring sticks to see exactly how good this Riders team is. And hey, if you're asking me, I think this club has a very good chance of at least going .500 during this little stretch here, maybe 3-2 over the next five games, maybe even better, because I had the Riders in the Grey Cup. And in order to get there, you have to beat the best teams, and I think they're capable of doing that. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love.
Well, some of you dispute what I determine as the best songs from artists. I said, tonight is a wonderful night to fall in love, from April Wine there a few moments ago. And James just said, no, rock myself to sleep. That's a good one there, too. Thank you. And Daryl, he said, Sign of the Gypsy Queen. Now, I just played the Guess Who. That's the best song from the Guess Who. Does anyone want to dispute that is not the best song the Guess Who ever came up with? American Woman, sure, number two. But These Eyes changed it all for them. And that song resonates today. Evan Bray, joining me now for a preview of his show coming up at 8:30. Go ahead. Tell me I'm right.
No, you know what? I love, you know I'm a big Guess Who fan. I love Burton Cummings, love Guess Who. These Eyes, great song. I love the song Laughing by the Guess Who. I always have enjoyed that song.
Okay.
Break It to Them Gently, which I know was more Burton Cummings than the Guess Who, but...
I'd pick that one if I had to just pick solo artist Burton Cummings. So you wanted to dispute. I said two for the show was Trooper's best song.
Well, I love Santa Maria.
What?
Love it. I love this song.
I can tell in your voice. Go ahead. You're bopping. You're singing.
It's that opening line with only fear and good judgment holding us back. I love it. I mean, that's just intrepid setting out on the. Yeah, it's great.
Well, don't hold back on what's on your show today. I think it starts out here with this potential Air Canada strike. Unless there's a Hail Mary, it looks like it's going to happen here. But you know, flight attendants, what are they? They want better benefits. They want to be paid accordingly. They don't want to have unpaid services. But I think because people are so unruly on airlines these days, the fights flight attendants, more than 1,000 people have disrupted flights across North America just this year. They should be paid just to have to deal with knuckleheads, don't you think?
Well, for sure. I mean, I don't think it's an easy job, and I think it's gotten more complicated, even just with the amount of delays. Think about how much time, if you got to work and then found out, no, we're going to be delayed for 5 hours, 6 hours. So knowing that they only get paid from the time that the door shuts till the time the door opens, it's shocking to me, Greg, that it's gone this long without getting this ironed out in the contract. So you're right. We've got a couple of airline experts on the show, one at 8:30, one again at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about what's at the heart of this strike. Why can't they, in 1985, which by the way was the last time flight attendants went on strike for Air Canada in this country, they brought in management to do that work. Why aren't they doing that here? I'm not suggesting that should be the tactic, but it's peculiar to me that they're not. So we'll talk about that. And ultimately, what are passenger rights? So if you have a flight booked and you get it canceled, what are your rights? We've got an expert on the show for that as well.
So you're saying management should be stepping in?
I'm shocked that they're not. Well, because they did it before.
Well, they wouldn't know how. You know, it's
they did a six-day intensive training in 1985,
it's,
Greg.
It's very difficult to explain how to fasten your seatbelt, Evan.
Greg.
I wouldn't expect them to do that. Okay, you're also, I like this too, there is a great organization putting backpacks together for kids who need it in our community.
I know, I love that. I mean, it's a sign that going back to school is right around the corner. If you're in the stores at all, you'll know back to school items are there. But I'm happy to have Tim Fraser on the show. He's with the Salvation Army, and they do this every year, this back to school. They call it Backpacks for Kids. They put together backpacks. I mean, a lot of kids don't have the luxury of going back to school shopping with their parents. It's just not in the budget. And it can be really, you can imagine, for those kids going to school, that's part of the excitement. You've got a fresh pack of pencil crayons. You've got a new backpack. So the Sally Ann crew, they do a good job of making sure all kids have that opportunity.
Okay, Evan Bray, and before I leave you, Daryl said we're both wrong when it comes to Guess Who songs. He says Shaken All Over. That was one of their earliest hits there. So
Chad Allen and the Expressions.
Yeah, there you
Isn't
go.
It? Yeah.
Look at your old DJ days coming through for you there. Evan Bray, back at 8:30.